W Mobile.
KO4CEM.
Andrew, how we doing on this fine Monday morning?
All right, just counting down the days. I'm ready to go to the beach.
And the beach again.
Our exact day is coming up in a week or two or so.
Situation at work?
Good this week, but after that, nobody really knows, so we'll see how it goes.
Mother-in-law works somewhere down in Anderson that supports you guys, and they've been down a little bit and cutting back, no overtime and everything, so it's starting to affect everybody.
Saying that, I mean, at some point in time, it's just a matter of time that the warehouses and stuff got to start taking breaks, which all 50's been running good, so hopefully they'll stay that way.
How about next week?
Don't really know for sure. It's usually so fluid. I mean, they'll usually know just a couple days ahead if they can make it that far with enough parts.
Yep. I never fired up the HF radio this weekend.
A little bit, but man, it was rough at times where it just couldn't pull many signals out. I mean, there were people out there, but I ended up turning it back off.
I got Saturday morning, I jumped up early and I had the grass cut by 9:20.
Wait, it's a good time to do it.
Out there, so it was pretty good. It worked out good.
I remember dude being all over the ground Saturday morning.
A picture somebody had posted, it was a now hiring sign at a Chick-fil-A, and it was full time was $19 an hour.
Doesn't surprise me a whole lot, not nowadays. I mean, I know QT, they pay like 19 something an hour, so it's, I hate saying places like BMW's got to pick it up if they want to compete.
Harder on the little guy that can't afford those prices.
But shoot, with the way things are going, nobody wants to, do the entry-level jobs, I guess. I mean, it looks like everybody's still struggling to find help. Got 5 new people starting today in our onboarding class where they bring them in and kind of do some initial training and make sure they know how to use tools and stuff.
A fun day.
Class all week. Come out to my area probably Friday, and then we'll start getting them ready and they'll start normal work next week. That's been killing us too, because I had one lady, she started the week before July shutdown. We went to July shutdown. We came back. I think, we worked that week, had 2 days off, through 2 or 3 days off, and then she was off again, then come back, off 2 days. It's just been a pain to try to get her trained.
And volunteer for other work.
We're getting ready for our area. Cut it short this morning, but I need to head on into work. We had a little issue going on last week, and I want to make sure that hopefully it hasn't blown up any bigger. So I'm going to get on in here and see what B-Shift did and if they found anything. So that's why I'm here a little bit early today. So I'm going to have to say 7-3-T. You be safe on your way into work, and hopefully we will holler at you tomorrow morning. And, I get off late today. So anyway, tomorrow morning, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, you have an awesome day, and I'll try to catch you later. KN4TFW.
4HDX Mobile.
KN4TFW.
I think that was David. Good morning.
I'm in full force today. I've passed 4 of them so far.
Sorry, Ken. I doubled with you.
Go ahead.
I was just asking if you had a good weekend.
I had the grass cut Saturday by 9:20, and that was about all that I did this weekend. hot to really do too much outside. Made it to work.
Asked if I missed him this morning. I'm running a few minutes behind.
Issues from last week he had to check on.
Running this week?
If you're running this week, they don't know about next week yet. And I know that the daughter-in-law called from Anderson yesterday, and wherever she works supports BMW, and they've been no overtime and cutting back a couple of days off. They shut down for a week and everything, so they're struggling.
They start to see more of that here in the future if things don't straighten out soon.
Yeah, it'll get bad around here quick if, you know, BMW starts running out of more parts.
A lot of businesses down there linked to BMW, that's for sure.
Scary for your area. You know, if anything happens, boy, I mean, it's, if they ever went out of business or closed this plant, this area would be in terrible shape.
Happened up here with DuPont and Acosta. They were the two big employers in the county, and both of them shut down. And now it is a tourist trap.
So it has to travel an hour to go somewhere to work or move, right?
There are a few jobs left, but not many. Heard yesterday that there's actually a business that's been here for a while, going to expand and add close to 60 jobs at over $60,000 a year starting pay, so that was good to hear, instead of it just being a service industry.
That's good news.
I heard David come in there when kicked in there.
He come in here, but and it sounded like him, but I don't know if he accidentally keyed the mic or what. Going to Ingles yesterday, and somebody hit a deer right there at the red light. Boy, I hope it wasn't the one I was feeding.
Hopefully you get to feed it a little while longer and fatten him up.
How you hit one right there, you know, it's not like you should be speeding down through there.
You should be. Doesn't mean they aren't.
My wife's restaurant, they're struggling to get potatoes. KN4 TFW.
For the five guys, they got plenty of them if they could afford to buy them.
Where's that at?
Five Guys.
Yeah.
Talked to Ed or any of the other guys lately?
And then I need to see how Miss Carol's doing.
Curious, I hadn't heard any of them on the radio. Probably a month or better.
Them are probably pretty busy, man, with the, you know, repairing trucks, but man, they gotta be struggling to get parts like everybody else.
I talked to my truck guys, and they're struggling to get parts, struggling to get the simple stuff more than anything. A buddy of mine's truck this weekend, it headed into shop 2 weeks. They were struggling to figure out what was going on with it.
If you could help him out, what was it?
Just fuel pump went out, was going out on it, wasn't maintaining the pressure it needed, and that causes the high pressure oil pump, oil pressure to spike to try to compensate for it. Well, it ended up taking out the high pressure oil pump at the same time. Mainly because it's close to 300,000 miles on the original one, so it's but they couldn't figure it out because there's two problems there that kind of mimic one another. They were struggling with it.
Anybody trained up and do it? Sounds like we need to make the switch.
Spin that spot.
Enter that time. KN4 TFW.
Won't be long before it's time to make the switch. Did you ever see if you had the 640 in your radio?
I can probably scroll through this one and look at it. It said 146, 640.
Roger that.
The right buttons right now to be able to scroll through it.
Or ATX, yeah. It's hard to do if you're driving. It's probably not a good idea. Unless you know where you're going. Go ahead and make the switch over. So I'll meet you over to 5KO4 ATX.
Roger that. KN4 TFW clear.